So again, so that's what the Mishnah is saying right now. The Mishnah ends off and says, Halak for Nemar, the Pasuk says, V'hoye hu, usmerosi yi kodesh. Mean to say, Heichen Kedusha Chala, where is the Kedusha Chala upon the Beim on this Bechor? The Beis HaBailim, as soon as the animal was born, it goes out of Merechem, Tete Rechem, it's Chala Kedusha's Bechor on it. And so that's the Pasuk telling us, Av Tumura Beis HaBailim, who did the Tumura Zoni Chal, Beis HaBailim. That's Rabbi Akiva Svar. That's Pshan in the Tanakama. That a Kayin cannot make Tamura on a Bechor. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam learned over there. Tanan Hossam learned over there in Mishnah and Maise Sheni that Bechor Moichrin Oisoi Tam Chai O Bamum Chai. O Bechor, you're allowed to sell it when it's alive. Even though it's a Tam, you're allowed to sell it. O Bamum, even though the Bechor became a Bamum, you can sell it Chai when it's alive. Or else for shochet you can sell it even after you made a shechita on it. Umakdishim boy isha. The chur means say the koyin is allowed to be mekadesh nisha with it. And once the koyin gets the bechor, it's his. He can marry his wife with it. Rashi says moichin osai tomim chai hashda mashma bein bezchur havmin was bein bezman hamigdash bein bezman azeh vochi mashma in beis hamigdash koyin when the beis hamigdash was koyin moichin osai koyin the koyin one koyin gets sold to another koyin chai. And the second coin will be akrivenu. Avu shochet loy, but once you shech to the bechor, then you can't sell it. The bizoin kochimu to sell it. Lavu chay to sell it. So that's the avamina right now. That this brisa, the Mishnah is talking about, whether the bizman based amidish or slayb bizman based amidish. Again, that the koin is allowed to sell his bechor when it's a tam chay, or ba'amum chay v'shochet, or ma'akishim v'yisha. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Lo Yishanu One with this learned, Ela Bezman Azeh. He learns, no, only Bezman Azeh he could do this. Hoyil V'yisla Ela Koyin Tzchiyah Begavayu, since the Koyin has a schus in it right now, Bezman Azeh. There's a Behem Eschai, there's no mitzvah to bring us for Korban today. Therefore, Siddur the Koyin has a schus in it. Rashi says, Lo Yishanu, the Koyin Yochel Amorcha Chai, when could the Kohen sell a Bechor when it's still alive? It's a Tam. Only Bezman is there. It's not Oymed for Akrova. That's called, he has Schir in Rosh Mechayim. The Zan is Enami. Heavy Abchor is Lakanim. And all he has to do is wait till it comes to Bamum and then he could eat it. But he doesn't have to give it away to the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Kohen could sell it. The Mora says, Hoyel v'yesh l'Kohen yesh l'Kohen shutfus boy. Abo Bezman she beis emigdish kaim. Bezman he had a beis emigdish. Kivun de tam liak rovu de koi. Since the beim is tam is omit for a krovu, the cloud then would be a moichru noisai tomim chai. You're not allowed to sell it once a tam chai. A koin cannot sell it. The Rashi says the less le koin chia begavayu. Ela me haktora semru beilach. Only after he makes haktora then it becomes him. Before that, since the beim is omit for a krovu, he can't sell it. Eis vei robel Rav Nachman. Robel has a question to Rav Nachman. It says a locha moichru noisai. Tomim chai, the kohen can sell the behemah when it's a tam chai. Now the diik is chai when it's alive, yes, but shochet loy, not after it has a shechit, he can't sell it. Amos, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, bizman hazeh, talking about bizman hazeh, miyika tam shochet, is there any time of a case of a tam shochet, a tam he can't shech today? A tam is kedushas, I'm in fact rova. And since there's no base of mikdash today, you can't bring it. The locker is you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. But since it says, Diakov, that you could only sell it chai, but mashma not shochut, so mashma lepshita bizmancha besimidish chai, we're talking about bizmancha besimidish we're talking about. It says also, moichru noisai tomim chai, that even bizmancha besimidish says clearly you're allowed to sell it when the animal's alive, when the bechor is alive. So where you see, not like Rav Nachman, that even bizmancha besimidish, the kohen has a schi in the bechor, and he can sell it to another kohen when the animal is still alive. At the end, alma is the kohen schi begavayu. So where's the Lord? It's not the pshat. The olam tell you bezman azeh. We're talking about bezman azeh, not bezman beis hamikdash. And only bezman azeh, since it's not oimit to be makrif for korban, that's why bezman azeh is called the kohen has a schus, even in the bechor tam. So the diga is like this. Mika Torah does the Brisa say, the Mishnah says, Moichrin Oisai Tamim Chai in Shochet Loi, who told you to make that Diak? That means that you're allowed to sell it when it's a Chai, but you're not allowed to sell it when it's a Shochet. That's not the Diak. But rather, Hol Guf Waslash Mina comes to teach us the Kiddush by itself. That Bizman Azeh, Bizman Azeh now, Nami Moichrin Oisai Tamim Chai, that's the Diak. that as man as you like to sell a tam when it's chai in echnami. There's no mitzias today of a shochet because you can't shech the bechor tam today. The Mishnah means to say that bisman hazeh you're the kain is lot of shech of a lot of sell of a chor tam, even though it's alive, even though you can't use it right now. But since you don't have to give it away for a korban, you just have to wait till it becomes a bamum. That's called the kain as chia begavei, and the kain could shech, it could sell it. That's what Rav Nachman Amar Rabu was saying. We're only talking about bisman hazeh, but bisman based in English, you didn't have a chia begavei, and echnami, then you can't sell it. So on top of that, Chesed Gemara says, I have a question that says, the Bechor Nema Lotipod, it says Lotipod by Bechor. V'nim Karhu, but you just can't make a pidyon on it, but you could sell it. But my asking, what are we talking about? You know, Bezman Azeh, you know, Bezman Azeh, says, so, Amos said, what's it safe to say? V'yaz Domim Tizwek Al Mizbeach, you're supposed to make as rik as dam. So, Bezman Azeh, Mi'ikim Mizbeach, Zom Mizbeach, Bezman Azeh. El, Pshita, Soma, Bezman, Shebesemitish Chaim, Bezman, Bezemitish Chaim. And it says what? Oh, you can't redeem it, but you're allowed to sell it. Over my, what are we talking about? Ilim of a Balmum, somewhat a Balmum that a coin could sell. Aim is safe of the Azdam and Tizit, the Postic says almost very. He's supposed to make as weak as Adam. The Azkov and Takdir is Michot and Lakrova. If the Bechor is a Balmum, you can't bring it for Akrova. El Allah of the Tam. The Postic is talking about a Bechor that's a Tam. And the Postic says clearly, Loiti Podei, but we darshed in, but you are allowed to sell it. Ogutani Nimkru, you're allowed to sell the Bechor. You see, clearly, even Mizman Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen is allowed to sell his Bechor. Al Misal the Kohen's Chiyah Begabayu. Someone says, no, Midi, who says both are talking about the same case? I'll tell you, Reshir about Mum and Seifa Betam. The Dik and the Reshir is talking about a Baal Mum. But a Baal Mum, you're not allowed to be Poida or Bechor. You can't take it out of its Kedusha, but a Kohen could sell one Kohen to another Kohen. But the Seifa, the Smashma, you're allowed to sell it. That's only, that's the Reshir, the Smashma, you're allowed to sell it. But in Islam, the Sefer talks about Zrikas Dam, it's talking about a Tam. But in Islam, the Rashi attack is not talking about a Tam, so that's why you could sell it. But in Islam, you could be a Tam, a Bechor Tam, maybe a Kain, a Bechor Tam is man based in Midish, and in Islam, you could be a Milagrav Nachman says, maybe a Kain is not allowed to sell it. Alright, we'll stop here.